Clap your hands, everybody. Clap, clap, clap your hands, everybody. Hey, Ezra here. That's my little shimmy, shimmy, shake. It's the only dance move I know. I'm at my team retreat, which has actually been renamed to a workation. I was calling it the team retreat, and then I realized I really ought to frame this as working and cating. So it became the workation. And, you know, we have a virtual team, and there's a lot of discussion in our industry about what's the kind of best model for a business. Do you do virtual? Do you have a, office and a whole sort of local team? And for us, when we were building our business, my wife and I, we really wanted to like work from home and be able to, you know, take a bath in the middle of the day or do whatever we want. So we built our team virtually, and that has a lot of upsides in that, you know, we have a really nice work-life balance. But, you know, people don't really get to relate with one another and build those bonds and see each other very often. So we like to do this once a year where we bring everyone together and we work and we cate. So we've been partying and playing laser tag and going bowling. And I want to talk to you a little bit about kind of why we've gone the direction of virtual and sort of how our team has evolved. Because as we've grown, we've gone virtual local. We can talk a little bit more about, I got my hair in my eyes. You don't usually see me with my hair down, but I figured, hey, you know, we're workating here. So basically what that means is we've started hiring people in a local area who work virtually so that we can get them together. So we've got a lot of folks in upstate New York where we live who we bring together every now and again so we can have them in person. And then we have little pods, like we have the social media team and the project management team and the copywriting team and this customer support team. And each of those little pods, we've been hiring in a local area. So the project managers, chief operating officer and project managers are in San Diego. And the copywriters are in LA. And, you know, the support team is in New York. So we can have these little sort of pods that work on a virtual team, but they work together once a week. So we've got this nice little virtual local thing going. It's working really well. So I'm going to take you around, show you what's going on. Let's check out the workation. Thanks for coming and visiting with me, I guess. I don't know if you're visiting, but thanks for checking this out, and I'll take you around now.
How do you like workating?
Workating? Some of the sandals?
Some of the juice from the
beach is like 200 feet away. It's great.
The downtime has been awesome, but the uptime, the work time, has been even better because we're just getting stuff done and it feels really good. Great.
Stepping on toes, making decisions.
Just throwing people under the bus all week.
It's nice to see everybody face to face.
Yeah.
He's a real person.
I think, yeah, just meeting people because I'm new to the team and I haven't met most of these people in person, so it's been really great to connect.
You know, just working on the Boom contact page redesign. Been wanting to do this for a long time. It's finally happening.
So making a better community sales page. It's going to be good.
Great.
I'm working on my Blue Ribbon Mastermind slides because one of the things that I seem to like to do is wait till the very last minute before actually creating anything that I'm going to present. It's all like kind of in my head, like a tornado of thoughts circling, and I like to have that pressure. Like, the event is in 2 days, do the slides. That seems to be like my style.
What are you working on?
I'm working on creating some images for all of our social media outlets.
Can you show everyone the lizard?
No, that is a workation only. What happens here stays here.
Hey, so you've seen a little bit of my team workation. I'm here actually at the Andaz in San Diego for my Blue Ribbon Mastermind. The team retreat was so valuable because people got this opportunity to build some intimacy with one another, build some connection. And I think that there's a non-quantifiable value that comes when people are in relationship with one another and they're more willing to be truthful, they're more willing to be honest with each other, they're more willing to share. And it's why we ensure that our team has opportunities to have fun together. Because when you have fun with people, you kind of get to know them well, and it's good. So one of the things that you want to think about with your team is building in acknowledgement routines. So routines for you as the person who's hiring and managing people, where you're calling out what they did well. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't focus on how to have people do better over time and hold them more accountable. But it does mean that positive reinforcement works. And when people feel seen and heard and like they're doing well, they work better and harder for you. And when they enjoy the people they're working with. So we spent a lot of money. We invested a lot in this workation. And there's no like direct result where we can see how much we made from that. But there is like a non-quantifiable kind of value to the team coming together like this. And I think that's important, that you indoctrinate people into your culture, that you tell them why you're doing what you're doing and what it is that, like, what you're doing beyond just trying to sell a product. What is your goal in the world? What are you up to as a company? And you can get people excited about that mission, which will have them be more interested in participating in it. So Ezra here, thanks for watching. I am super, super thankful for all of you guys. I think you're all wonderful. And I want to tell you what we do. I know that, you know, many of you have some idea of what we do. But I want to give you a little history of sort of where we came from, what industry we're in, who we serve, what our viewpoints are as a company, just so that you kind of get a sense of who you're dealing with and what you've gotten yourself into. The first and foremost is that we believe in people over progress. So our agenda really isn't to like take over the world or build some crazy big company, you know, like we have no agenda beyond enjoying our work life and being of service to our community. And if we do that well, then as you see, good shit happens. We end up growing, we sell stuff, like people like it, but like we are into people and we believe that relationships and communication and intimacy amongst groups of people is where it's at in life over money or business or anything else that society will tell you that you're supposed to strive for. We are not a product company, we are a customer service company. Everything that we sell, I'm gonna break down what we do, like our general overall how we do things. It's really the same strategy. Every one of our businesses, we do the exact same thing. But ultimately, what we do is serve people. And what we care about is the people who are engaging with our brands. You know, our tagline, which is not on the shirt, serve the world unselfishly and profit. You only profit if you are truly serving. You cannot profit otherwise. I am super excited about the responsibilities that you're taking on, the expertise that you are growing, and every role. There is no role that is more important than another role. It all comes together to create what we're doing here. So I want you all to know how much I appreciate you. And once a year, I'm going to crown an employee of the year. So this year, the winner for 2015 Smart Marketer Championship Employee of the Year. I want the champ to hold the belt like this. So this person leads up a department that has fundamentally changed all of our brands. And this department, the amount that they produce is mind-boggling. I am constantly asking this guy if he is overworking. How can you be doing all of this stuff and not be overworked? And moving on with the theme of being better than everyone and everything, Ruben St. John! You are the department lead. You spearheaded this thing. 2016 Employee of the Year, buddy.
Oh, man.
This is like not a joke belt. Like, like this thing has like fur on it. It's really nice and heavy.
All right, champ. How does it feel to be the champ?
You know, it feels the same as it did before I was a champ. It doesn't change who you are. Basically, I think they figured they couldn't give it to Pamela. The analogy that was used was that like Meryl Streep can't win the Oscar every year.
One thing about the belt that we didn't take into consideration was that actually it's too big for Ruben. It doesn't actually fit.
It can probably fit two Rubens, I think.
I've been eating a lot on this trip. It might just fit.
Let's see here.
You're doing the very last one, right?
Oh, there it is.
We have to get in.
Oh, damn!
Yeah.
Look at that. Thank you for taking a look at the team workation. We're here at the Blue Ribbon Mastermind, which is like my highest level of group. So at Smart Marketer, we have blogs with content, like free content on our podcast and on our blog, and then we have informational courses and we put on events, and we also do a mastermind group, which is people who are making at least $500,000 a year in their e-commerce business, most of them doing seven figures, many eight-figure business owners, all coming together and sharing what's working for them and partying and hanging out. So I'll show you a little bit of behind the scenes of that, and thank you for watching this team workation video.
is going to become a channel like email marketing, right? Email marketing is still wonderful. I think Messenger is not going to replace it, but it's going to be very similar. So this is absolutely something you should pay attention to, if for no other reason, the amount of people that are using Messenger.
What would my life be like if I was doing what I love and I was making money doing that? And not focusing on the money, but helping people. And I started shooting a video every single day. I was 40 pounds heavier. Every day I'd shoot a video, give away content, 2 to 3 minutes. And then I started to dabble with Facebook. I turned that Facebook community into probably 100 subscribers on YouTube, and I'm like, this is a viable business. 100 YouTube subscribers.
Said it just like that to himself,
too. Yeah. I got 12 views this week.
How do you think companies like the one that you work with think differently? Like, these big companies are doing hundreds of millions of dollars. You have a room full of 7 and 8 figure business owners who are not at the multi-$100 million level. How do you approach things differently if you're looking to potentially scale?
In some ways, we look at DR the exact same. Like, it's an amazing way to develop a brand and to generate revenue very, very quickly, right? It's why I think all of us have gotten into it, is because it's a way of being able to, you know, go into a marketplace and you get results very quickly. Where things get interesting is as a company gets bigger and bigger, you do hit a point to where it can transition over to where, like, you can become more brand focused and oriented.
Blue Ribbon Mastermind. Oh my goodness, I'm exhausted. I just talked for like 6 hours. One of my favorite things about Blue Ribbon is getting to kind of get a pulse on the industry of what people are doing, what people are paying attention to, because it's 70 7 and 8 figure e-commerce business owners all coming together. And some of the things that are being talked about are obviously multi-touch point marketing, like we talk a lot about here at Smart Marketer, but also using multiple media formats. So people are talking about sending postcards again. So after someone buys from you, re-engaging them by sending them a physical postcard. And there's Shopify apps that will do this for you. It's working really well for folks. The Facebook Messenger channel was a huge portion of our presentation. And we had Molly Pittman come in from Digital Marketer, and she was talking about how they're using the Facebook Messenger channel. So it's a channel that you want to start paying attention to. We'll be releasing some blog posts on it. It's in our Facebook ads course. But figuring out how you can leverage messaging in your business, because consumers now expect that they can message businesses. They want to be able to live chat you. They want to be able to Facebook Messenger you. And the open rates that we're seeing on Facebook Messenger when we broadcast to groups of folks in Messenger are incredible. It's a good way to communicate with people. And also, how to leverage pre-purchase order bumps. So this is something that we talked about in our Zipify Pages presentation. Is like, if you're going to go through the work of getting someone's attention, showing them that you have something on offer, then you owe it to yourself to do as good a job as you can at selling your items, so that you then have more revenue that you can invest back in your business, that you can invest in creating better products, that you can invest in hiring more support and doing better advertising. And one of the ways that you can do that is with order bumps. So figuring out how to have a higher average order value by doing things like, when someone adds a product to the cart, making them a second offer, like, hey, would you like to see something else, with a pre-purchase pop-up, or having a whole second order bump page, or having cross-sells on the item page. So like, they're buying a wig, you offer them a wig cap right on the page. So figuring out ways to increase your average order value pre-purchase in addition to post-purchase. Those are some of the highlights from the Mastermind. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed this video. I'll see you in the next one. Hey guys, we're here behind the scenes at the 2017 Traffic and Conversion Summit. I had to find a hallway because this place is packed. There's like thousands of people here. I've never seen an event this big. So kudos to Digital Marketer for like bringing the community together. I'm going to give you the highlights of what's being talked about in our industry right now, because this event is like cutting edge of what's going on in the e-commerce and digital marketing industry. So hopefully we won't be in a hallway the whole time, but I want to show you what's going on. Let's check out the Traffic and Conversion Summit. Hey, Ezra here on the final day of the Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego. I didn't get a chance to bring you around to any speakers. It's been madness.
There are so many people here, and one of the big conversations has been about messaging. I did a presentation on Facebook Messenger and how the future of business-to-consumer communication will be inside of Messenger. You'll be ordering your Ubers in there. You'll be booking your travel in there. You'll be buying products in there. So there'll be a lot of messaging happening where you're able to do things. You'll get rid of all the other apps on your phone, and a lot of what you're doing will be happening in one Messenger app. So I'm going to be producing more content about how you can use Facebook Messenger as a communication medium between your brand and your consumer. So stay tuned to the blog for that. I actually have my friend Chaim, who showed up at this event. Come in here. He's shy on camera, but newcomer to the industry. What do you think of this event, man?
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, you having fun?
Yeah, I'm having
okay.
a lot of fun.
Well, I just wanted to bring you in just to embarrass you a little bit. Thank you for coming on the show. But anyways, thank you so much for watching these videos. Thank you for checking out our Team Workation, the Blue Ribbon Mastermind, Traffic and Conversion Summit, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.